Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from Daf Ayin Aleph is the mitzvah of Simcha on the first night of Yom Tov. There's a fascinating drasha in our Gemara, which we fundamentally paskin like, that from the pasuk of Yisa Ach Sameach, we learn out that the Lel Yom Tov Achron, for example, the night of Shmini Atzeres, there is a mitzvah of Simcha. However, the first night of Yom Tov, Pesach, Shavuot Sukkis, there isn't a mitzvah of Simcha. The question is, how does this apply halacha l'maisa for us today? However one fulfills the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, which is a topic by itself, which I think most are already familiar with, whether you have to eat basar or not. Either way, however your mag did the mitzvah of Simcha, the simple reading of our Gemara is that the mitzvah of Simcha really starts the next day and not the first night of Yom Tov. Does that mean that there's no mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov at all in the first night? And what are the halachic parameters? First, let's remind ourselves the two reasons given in the Gemara. One reason in the Gemara that we might say that there's no mitzvah of Simcha on the first night is because there's no mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha on that night, because the carbon has to be brought. If you're going to eat it at night, the carbon would have to be brought during the day. And we have a Gzeres HaKosov that B'shaz Zvicha Ba'inan Simcha, that at the time of the Shchitas HaKarbon, the Avodas HaKarbon, already needs to be a Zman of Simcha. The Gemara also suggests another Svara that we had 10 lines in on Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says, Marbani Leila Yom Tov HaAchron Sheyesh Simcha Lefanav, because the night of Shmini Atzeres has Simcha before it, so then in such a case, it follows with Simcha. Umotzani Leila Yom Tov Rishon She'ein Simcha Lefanav. I mentioned in the Shir, the Daf Yomi Shi, that there's a lot of what I believe lamdus and chasidus behind this halacha. I'll just say the chasidus quickly. The kita avodas Hashem is the appropriate context of preparation. A person can't just throw them into themselves into avodas Hashem or throw themselves into simcha. It requires the appropriate hachana. The night of Yom Tov, people are just starting to get themselves going. For every avoida of Yom Tov, whether it's Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, which is approaching us quickly, requires the appropriate hachana of preparing for the Yom Noraim. So too, when it comes to Yom Tov, to internalize the importance of Yom Tov, one needs to have beforehand been in a state of Simcha, and one can't immediately walk in to that state of Simcha. At the end of the day, though, what comes out is it's clear, and this is how we paskin. The Shagis Aryeh makes this point at the end of Simin Samaches, after he proves that Simchas Yom Tov exists Bizman Hazeh. As I alluded to before, there is a big discussion whether once you don't have Shalmei Simchas, there's still a mitzvah d'oraisa today of Simcha. It's quite clear. The famous Rambam, where the Rambam describes that men have their Simcha basar v'yayin, women with clothing, the children, and of course the most important part where the Rambam says to make sure it's not the joy of your belly, but to give to the poor. The mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov applies, says the Shagis Aryeh, but it does not apply min haTorah on the first night. There's no such thing as a coincidence, and as a show of Hakaras HaTov, Be'ezer Hashem, I hope to do this for many, 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 many years. At the end of the year, as a sign of tremendous gratitude that I tried to say in the beginning of the Sefer, I buy from my great Rebbe, Rav Nevensal, a set of Svarim. The story behind each Sefer that I buy for him can be discussed in other contexts. One of Rav Nevensal's favorite achronim, as many know, is the Sefer Eglei Tal, and in general, the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer. So, don't tell him. But just today, I bought the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer. I don't have my own set. I have on the Bar Ilan, but I don't have my own set. And sure enough, I looked in the Sefer of my first cousin, Rav Chizkio Kaner Shlita. Many of you might benefit from his Torah, not from his Sfarim, which are not that well known. His Sfarim are called Minchas Chizkia, but he is one of the many editors and writers for the Hamasifta Gemaras of Oz Vahadar. He quotes a Tshuvas Avnei Nezer in Simin Taf Chav Gimel. So I opened up the volume that's really destined Be'ezer Hashem to be used by our great Rebbe, where the Avnei Nezer disagrees with this Shagis Aryeh. The Avnei Nezer has the following chakira. He says, when our Gemara says that there isn't a mitzvah of simcha on the first night, is our Gemara talking about specifically in regards to halacha of kachim, or is the Gemara talking about all components of Hilchos Yom Tov? Yesh la'ayin, he writes, im gam bizman hazeh, de mitzvah rak b'ksus nekiya v'yayin yoshin, yesh chiluk ben Yom Tov achron ben layla rishon, odoma rak bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, shemitzvah haya b'shalmei simcha. Points out the Avnei Nezer that our Gemara's tam, the first reason we mentioned, is you need zvicha b'shah simcha. So that's only in regards to a halacha of kachim. That's a practical issue in regards to that the kachim cannot be ready. However, once we have the Rambam's position that Simchas Yom Tov, argues Avnei Nezer, is outside the realm of kachim, as the Rambam paskins, that one is still mekayim et din d'oraisa, if unfortunately we cannot be mekayim et in its hechera madregas, in its mahadrin, if you will, with besar kachim, but you could still be mekayim et with Besar Chulim, Uminehem, so then in such a case, Avnei Nezer argues it would still apply today. The Avnei Nezer is even Mechadish more. He suggests that it could very well be that even Bishas HaMigdash, if there was Kachim that had already been Geshachtin on Erev Yom Tov, you need to eat that night because it will become Lina the next day, you would also be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Simcha, with those Kachim. That is an even greater chiddush. The Avnei Nezer's first possibility is Bizman Hazeh, and in those days you wouldn't be able to mekayim besar kachim, or it's just a halacha that you're potter from preparing the kachim on Erev Yom Tov, because there isn't yet a chiyuv of simcha, but you can be mekayim the mitzvah with other besar kachim as well. There is a beautiful arichus in the Avnei Nezer, and with this he is miyashev many kasha. It seems to me, although I did not have the opportunity, we're learning Daf Yomi together, I've done this Shagas Aryeh before, but I didn't have the opportunity to look into again that the Shagas Aryeh, as I mentioned, has a different position. My cousin Rav Kaner Shlita puts them together. We'll have to ask him about this next time we meet. This Yisod of the Avnei Nezer cuts through the beautiful Olam HaTorah of Europe, through the Beis HaMedrash of Kutsk, all the way to the Beis HaMedrash of Volozhin. Reb Chaim also has that same distinction as well in the Chiddushei Agra Chashas on Simcha Bishmini Atzeres. Many point out that this Yisod of the Avnei Nezer is Mukhrach in the Poskim as well, not only in this context of Simchas Yom Tov, whether you could be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov, on the first night, and thereby have the best meat for Yom Tov already on the first night. And also this might have an afkamina of whether you could eat milchiks the next day. I throw that out, lahagdil Torah ulahadira, to hear what the Beis HaMedrash says about that inyan. But what's black on white is also the Magen Avram. In Simin Tav Kuf Mem Zayin Sifkat and Dalid, the Magen Avram says beferish. One might ask, we know that you're not allowed to make a simcha on Yom Tov, for example, a marriage is not supposed to take place. The Gemara Moed Katan tells us, because they ain't marvin simcha b'simcha. What about the first night of Yom Tov? Our Gemara told us that there isn't simcha on the first night. So the Magen Avraham says, no, this rule still applies. The question becomes, why? According to the Mahalach of the Avnei Nezer and Reb Chaim, it is quite smooth. And that is, the Chaloy Shem Simcha applies. According to the Avnei Nezer, it might only be a halacha in Shechitas Kachim. Maybe the Avnei Nezer would say that, particularly according to the first day of the Gemara, according to the second day of the Gemara that requires that you prepare beforehand the Kachim, maybe as well that's a halacha in Hachanas Kachim. But when it comes to other things, where there isn't a requirement of the Kachim to be B'Shah Simcha, there's no requirement that we prepare the piece of meat or the wine b'shas simcha, then you could be mekayim mitzvah simcha. Already, if you will, also the chaloy shem of the chag already has a chaloy shem from the night, and even a chaloy shem to be mekayim the mitzvah simcha, and therefore, a marvin simcha b'simcha would apply even on the first night of Yom Tov. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the fascinating halacha topic from Daf Ayin Aleph in Maseches Pesachim. Be'ezer Hashem, we should be mekayim the mitzvahs Simchas Yom Tov not only with Besar Chulin, but Be'ezer Hashem, Besar Gevoah, Besar Kodesh.